The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Breakfast is said to be the most important meal of your day, so it's important to make it a healthy one.
I think it's really funny that you're doing this story today. Why? As I brought in Tootsie Rolls, and I've been having Tootsie Roll minis for breakfast, and then Betty was like, hey, I love those too. Can I have some? You know.
We didn't have to talk about that.
I know.
But from now on, we need to make healthy choices.
We should, Rock. We really should.
The problem is that most people are in a hurry. They need something on the go. But what about cereal? It doesn't take long to sit down with a bowl of cereal and just have some.
I just bought Sugar Bear last night.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love that.
That's not going to make this, because I found an article from a food blogger who put together a list of the best cereals that taste good and are still somewhat healthy. This means that they have 200 calories or less per serving.
Oh, my goodness.
They at least have some whole grain.
Oh, come on.
And are around 10 grams of sugar or less.
I doubt I will like any of these. I might like one of them.
Gavin, while I'm doing this, can you look and see how many grams of sugar are in Sugar Bear, which is one serving?
Sugar Crisp is the name of it. I just call it Sugar Bear because it's got a bear on the box.
So, this cereal, you might find...
Well, if you're going to go per cup, you're looking at about 18 grams of sugar, which, I'll be honest, if you're going to do that versus like one can of Coke Coke has 35. That's not that many
we're
in that cereal.
Yeah, okay, all right, that's we're good.
So here's the top three that made the list for healthy. Number three, Rice Chex.
Oh,
it's
that's
bland.
Not good. Yeah,
that's cardboard.
Yeah, there's nothing to it. Number two, Puffins.
I've
never had
are.
Puffins, but they said that some people say it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but healthier.
That means it doesn't taste like Cinnamon Toast Crunch at all.
And then finally, number one.
Cheerios?
Cheerios.
Okay, now, let me tell you this. Chocolate Cheerios?
That's not the same.
They're good.
They are good.
That's like, not the same.
When I'm trying to lose weight, I will do a cup of chocolate Cheerios like on Sundays on my way to church, and I eat them out of a cup dry, and they're actually, I can tell you that's not that bad. It's actually good. They actually taste good.
Oh, I'm sure they do, but I'm saying that would not make this list.
Is this like the utterly generic Cheerios, not even like Honey Nut
just,
Cheerios?
Yeah, just the original.
Oh, those are those things, what are we doing?
Yeah, those are those things you give your children like that you when you don't care about them. Okay, well, let's back to the Tootsie Rolls, Rock.
Yes.
I see I'm not going to find anything healthy here today. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. Gavin is preparing to embark on one of the most frustrating journeys that you will ever have. That seems like a great idea on the surface. Like, yeah, we should do this, totally. And then you get into it, you're like, why? Why in the world did I ever do this? I'm talking about the garage sale.
Yeah. I'm an adult now.
I know. He's going to have his own garage sale. Apparently, he has amassed a lot of wealth. And has items just at his leisure to discard.
I wish.
And he is going to clean things out and have a garage sale. Was this your idea or your wife's?
So it was my wife's idea. The thought process coming from her being that the house feels crowded nowadays. Yeah. I can testify. It's not that crowded.
Right.
But we added a second dog in the last few months, and the family's potentially going to be getting bigger in, you know, the next couple of years. So, like, I understand that she wants to make way for, you know, more
space.
Room.
All right.
More space. And we have stuff in a, you know, a little outdoor garage thing. So we have stuff that we can get rid of.
I had a rule in my house. My wife would want to do garage sales. And I'm like, that's fine. You can absolutely do them. But I'm telling you, I love you. I've committed to you for the rest of my life. But I'm not doing anything for this. Like, they are the most frustrating thing in the world. When you have something for a quarter and someone's like, I don't know. Will you take a nickel? No, I will take a quarter. It is a quarter, and it's a quarter for a popcorn maker. That's a fair deal, you know? And like, but everyone tries to haggle with you. And
yeah.
We literally set up a garage sale in California one time. And our doorbell started being rung at 5:45 in the morning.
Oh.
And I'm like, what in the world?
No.
And I'm like, I go downstairs. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this thing doesn't even start till like 7. They're like, you didn't say that in the ad. Oh,
come on.
I'm like, leave now and don't come back. So you are headed for just a world of hurt for a very little pay. But some people do make money on them.
That's true. And I'm sure that there are tips and tricks on how to make a horrible thing.
Yes.
Better.
Absolutely.
And at least worth your while.
Okay. So help Gavin out. What is, kind of your advice for Gavin's garage show? For me, I would look at what your neighbors throw away. And if your stuff isn't better, don't have a garage sale.
I know.
You know, like, because you're kind of like the low end of your neighborhood.
Yes. In like a really nice, like, Nashville neighborhood. We have like an old house that has a cheap rent.
Everyone else has knocked the houses down around you and have built like mansions.
Exactly. They want to knock ours down.
Yeah. You're up, basically. That movie Up. You're that little house there that will not go away.
Oh, man.
And so I say that's my advice. But what's your advice for Gavin? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Oh, and while you're calling, you have to hear this. This is a great stand-up routine from Dry Bar Comedy about a guy who had a garage sale and how people talk you down.
We don't need two toasters. So we're selling this one, and it's $1. And they'll talk you down. Doesn't matter how good your pricing is. Oh, buddy, I don't know. I mean, I need a toaster, and that's a, what's that? It's a Sunbeam. I mean, it's all right, you know. It ain't like a KitchenAid or a Hamilton Beach, you know, something I might get excited about. I'm trying to find one of them Oster toasters. Anybody around here sell one of them? It's a stainless steel, double-wide chamber. That thing will burn a frozen bagel in 12 seconds. That thing's bad. This is, I mean, what am I going to do with this? Make toast? I mean, what'd you say, $1? No, man. No, I'd like to do business with you, but, I mean, we're just so far apart right now. I don't know.
So, Patty, have you ever done garage sales before?
Oh, I've had a bunch of them.
Okay, this is kind of Gavin's first foray into this business venture, his side hustle. So, what's your advice for him to have a successful garage sale?
Okay, first of all, check your local paper, like your neighborhood paper in your area. If they have a yard sale section, make sure you put it in there. It will drive you, get you more business because people that are yard sellers look at those and they hit them hard.
I guess the old business adage, you got to spend money to make money, Gavin. So you might have to have some operating capital here, a $5 ad or something like that to help you make maybe $220.
I do get that, but the Gen Z part of my brain hasn't seen a newspaper or doesn't even know what a neighborhood paper is.
Yeah, but you're not dealing with Gen Zers here. They're not at the garage sales.
You're thinking of your generation.
Right.
You have to think about the people that do yard sales.
And they are a different breed for sure. So you're going to meet some interesting people, Gavin.
Can't wait.
That's what I'm excited for is your stories of the people you met and the interactions you had. Well, Patty, I appreciate your help today. Thank you.
You're welcome. You all have a blessed day.
What should he do? What should he not do?
Hey, absolutely. Good morning. I just wanted to say that I am an extreme couponer, Gavin, so I totally get it. I have brand new items. I have used items for my personal stash. But what I usually do, and the best advice I give, is that I will pull up either on the Walmart app or like the CVS app or any local retailer, show them exactly what it is on the shelf, and I say, listen, it's $8.99, half off, $4. What do you say? Take it or leave it. And most times people are like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're actually right.
I like your take it or leave it attitude.
Yeah, you sound like a professional. Yeah.
We are. Me and my mom do this once every quarter.
So, Gavin, just remember, be strong. Take it or leave it. Although
I see
you folding.
Oh,
I see someone going, hey, I like your car. That's not even for sale. I'll give you $20. And you go, okay.
My brothers and I, we have muscle cars in the driveway. So they'll usually say, how much you want for the Corvette? We give them some crazy number, like $40,000. And they look at us like, what?
But it makes that dollar price tag on the corn cob holders look more attractive.
Exactly. They always find something, so not to worry. Just stay strong.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and next week kicks off our support drive, and we actually have the opportunity to kick off a little bit early because somebody put up a huge dollar-for-dollar match. What that means is they put up $55,000. That's the biggest like kickoff we've ever had to get us kind of on the right foot here for support drive. Gives us a little head start, and what that means for you is your gift, whatever that gift is doubled instantly. Just boom, there you go. It's like a great deal if you want to have a more of an impact with your Way FM.
And maybe you didn't know that Way FM is a listener supported station. So we're only on the air because of people who have given in the past with their best gift. And that's what I love about a dollar for dollar match. It's like Wally was saying, whatever your best gift is, it's going to be doubled and it doesn't take any more from you. So you can have the best bang for your buck when you do this dollar for dollar match. And it's easy to get involved when you text the word give to 91979, we can send you a link on how to get involved. That's give to 91979.
And I'm really curious if we could, you know, in the next couple days, because this we start next week, get all of this $55,000 accounted for. Like, that would be amazing.
Yes.
Like, that's a great head start into this event. So thank you for even considering this right now. And I love when people during support drives, my favorite part of support drive is people sharing their stories as to why they chose to give, kind of like Eva did.
Back in 2006, I would wake up to my alarm that I had, and it was set for music. Whatever song woke me was the song I had in my head all day, and 50% of the time it was a song that I really didn't want in my head. I thought, you know, I'm going to change it to a station that I don't even know the music. So I scanned the radio and stopped it at Way FM, and it was a Barlow Girl song, and it was absolutely beautiful. It just touched my heart, and I've listened to Way FM ever since that.
It's funny how people find Way FM. Like, this is just one of the stories of people randomly finding it and then staying here because there's something different. And that difference is the music, and it's the content that we do, and it's God being kind of all through it. Whether it's fun stuff or serious stuff, there's something deeper here, and that's what people choose to have in their lives and to have with them every day. And so maybe you're like that. Maybe you've listened for years. You know, she listened, Eva, since 2006, and she found something that she liked and it means something to her and she invests in it. And so maybe that's your story too. You've listened for a long time and never gotten involved. Now maybe might be your chance to get in the game with us here and give us that head start. So if you want to help out, your gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar. And we'll play more Barlow Girl if it helps, you know. Just text the word give to 91979. I had to wait for that. Chuck, chuck. Yeah, I love that part. Text give to 91979 if you want to help out before support drive kicks off next week.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
So for the past 20 years, there's this lady named Krista who had photographed couples on their wedding day and on family vacations in Southwest Florida, like in Sanibel and Captiva Island areas. Well, these areas got wrecked by Hurricane Ian, and a lot of her business was just gone. She was talking about how she had weddings scheduled for next summer that the venue is not there anymore, you know, and so people are in that process of rebuilding. And she said, like, I would on average photograph 10 families on the beach, and those have all canceled. And so she was kind of like going, well, I want to do something to help out. So she was helping her dad, her 89-year-old father, one day reclaim his house and go through all of his stuff that he had lost. And she noticed photos, you know, that were damaged, and some of them were from the 1850s that her dad had.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
And as she drove through the neighborhood to her dad, she noticed families with all their possessions just piled up outside, rotting in essence because of all the flooding. And she thought, man, if my dad's got damaged photos, I'm a photographer, I'm going to fix his photos and restore them. I could do this for other people.
Hmm.
So she went door to door and asked people, hey, did you lose like family photos, wedding photos, things like that, things that really mattered to you? And I'm a photographer and I'll restore them for you.
Oh, wow.
And so that's what she started doing. She just started kind of blessing people and restoring their photos for them. And she's done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And she said she talked to this one lady and the lady just... She told her, yeah, I'll do all your photos. And the lady just sobbed, you know. Because imagine you've lost everything. And you can replace couches and stuff. But sometimes those photos, they're irreplaceable memories.
Mm-hmm.
And so for somebody to come along and offer to help you, the simplest acts of kindness in that kind of loss and devastation make a huge, huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's doing something really cool. And I love that she's using her skill set. You know, like she might not be great at rebuilding things, you know, like that might not be what God gifted her to do, but he gifted her to be a photographer and she found her way to help out. And I think that's what's cool.
Yeah. And I think that's something that we could all do. Not even if we're in the middle of a hurricane, we can actually do something like this in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah. Find your skill set and then use it for God's glory. I mean, that's what we're called to do. And I love that she's giving people hope where maybe they were feeling a little bit hopeless, you know? And so that's kind of what we try to do on a daily basis. I mean, God made me sarcastic, and I'm like, what am I going to do with that,
well,
Lord? And then he gave me radio, you know? And so I try to use that gifting. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and bullying is one of those things that's really hard for kids today, and I think it's accelerated and gotten more high tech and gotten worse for kids than when I was a kid. And as a parent, you know, today you've got to be mindful of that kind of stuff. And kids have to kind of deal with it, unfortunately. So much so that they have like a national Stop Bullying Day for people to be aware of it.
But I think it is important to teach your kids on how to be kind to anyone and everyone. I mean, that's a life lesson that's going to help them throughout their life.
Absolutely. But I would like to get some perspective from kids here because kids know things, and sometimes they know more than we give them credit for. And we love talking to kids on the show, and that's why we do this thing called Are You Kidding Me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Because bullying doesn't just stop in when you're in elementary school. Sometimes it works its way into the office place, and you got that person that's really hard to deal with.
Or it seems like they just never graduated from high school. Like they were the popular kid in high school, and they want to be the popular kid in the office.
Yeah, and so as adults, we have to deal with it as well. And so I'd love to get some advice from kids right now. You know, Betty came to me and said, I think kids really can help us out with this as adults. And I said, you're absolutely right. So, kids, right now, only kids, are you kidding me? We only talk to kids. What advice would you give to adults for dealing with that person that's difficult at work? Maybe even kind of a bully at work, you know, because they get a little bit of power and they lose their minds, you know? And so how would you advise your parent or your an adult in your life to deal with that bully in a constructive way, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And so if you can help us out, we'd greatly appreciate it. Love your perspective right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you need to get your parents' permission before you call, by all means do that. Have you ever kind of experienced any of that at school?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what? And sometimes as adults, we get into situations where people at work actually are kind of bullies too. So what advice would you give to adults about dealing with a bully, Aiden?
I would just say if they're making fun of you, just kind of ignore it and also be kind to them.
So even if they're being mean, you think the best thing to do is to be kind, like be overly kind to them.
Yeah, because they might be dealing with something.
So, Aiden, is this something you've ever had to try out before at your own school?
Yeah.
How did it go?
They stopped bullying me.
So your approach worked then, actually. You know, killing them with kindness actually made it better for you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. That's great advice, Aiden. I like that, man. Thank you for the help today.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Did you ever think that adults actually have situations at work where they have someone that's mean to them too?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like if your parents ever come home and talked about someone at work that was difficult to deal with?
Once, twice.
And so that's why we're trying to get your perspective. As a kid, and you've probably had to deal with someone being mean to you or kind of bullying you, what advice would you give to an adult that's kind of in the same situation?
Probably either just like ignore them. Use sarcasm on them every time they are mean to you.
I like the use of sarcasm. I'm a big fan, actually.
Do you say sarcasm because you use sarcasm a lot in your day-to-day life, Kara?
I only use it on boards, like when they're saying mean stuff to me, and I'm going like, sure you will.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so she uses it on boys when they're being dumb. I get that. I totally get that.
I get that too, Kara.
Like, Kara, if Betty Rock was bullying me, I don't want to talk about it too much because it kind of hurts, but like from time to time, she bullies me. What should I say to her?
Probably just either leave the room or just like, yeah.
Back to the sarcasm, okay.
And just agree with what I'm saying, that I am right.
Yeah, just let her bully you. Kara's like, you probably deserved it.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I think I've been noticing that the older I get, the more I understand all of the things that my parents did that as a kid I thought were kind of weird. I thought, this is going to sound bad on my part. I used to think that my dad getting stressed for taxes was weird because he worked in the Air Force. I was like, military people don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, right.
Come
exactly.
On. And now I, you know, understand the weird reaction to taxes. I understand that tenfold. Not weird at all. But I did find this list of people that they put together things that their parents are doing nowadays that they think are weird. And I think that it's hard to argue against some of these because they are very weird and somewhat hilarious. So start with this guy who said that his dad has started using or washing his paper plates and paper cups so that he can reuse them.
Mm. No, that's ridiculous.
Betty Rock, you're frugal, but you would not do that?
No, that's just dumb.
Yeah, it defeats the purpose. Yeah. At that point, use a plate.
Yeah. Or just like use regular stuff that you can wash and reuse.
I know older people who will wash and reuse Ziploc bags.
I do think that's weird.
Yeah, that one I don't. I like, because then you're like, how do you get it dry? Then you got to spin a blow dryer in it
and
dry it.
Yeah, that comes from like a whole depression state of mind.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when we were in a depression.
Yeah, like my grandmother, the things that she would do, because she lived through the depression and she held on to everything. You know, I think sometimes your environment dictates how much of this kind of stuff you do.
Oh, absolutely. There was also this guy who posted that his dad puts Cheerios in his morning coffee.
Oh, that's weird.
Which I do think is weird because usually the whole point of cereal is that you want it to be a crunch factor.
Right.
And if you put crunchy cereal in your hot coffee,
you can't.
Maybe it gives it a grainy.
Oh.
A nutty blend.
Yes. Like Cheerio. Creamer, if you will.
I don't know. That seems gross to me.
And this one I thought was actually a rather hilarious idea. It says, my parents bought me a COVID birthday cake.
What?
This is the year after they had COVID.
Yeah.
They dropped on their porch. They dropped them a one-year-old COVID birthday cake. Like, you had COVID a year ago. Happy COVID birthday.
Oh, that's okay. That's
celebrating weird life events.
There you go. Making it fun. That's what old people do. They find ways to make life interesting for sure. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to do a little strikeout game here. The way this works is I have a top 10 list of things that people do, and in this case, the 10 rudest things people can do in someone else's house. And a lot of these might be unwritten rules and things like that. And so what happens is I'll ask Betty and Gavin to try and get as many off this list as they can come up with. But if they get a strike, they're out. They've struck out. And then all you have to do is get one answer right on the list. So with that being said, Gavin, we'll start with you. What is one of the rudest things someone can do in someone else's house?
I think it would be digging through like that person's medicine cabinet or their drawers, wherever you keep very private things like that.
Yeah.
Snooping.
Okay. Yeah.
Snooping absolutely made this list. So there you go. It's the number 4 answer, snooping.
All right.
Betty Rock had told me there's a hack for finding out if someone's snooping in your medicine cabinet.
Yeah. So you put a ping pong ball in your medicine cabinet, and then when they open the door, it just falls out and it makes this loud noise. And then
I love this idea. I would probably try to put in like a half dozen, you know, like so that there's no doubt what just happened. All right, well, good job. Okay, so there's one off the table. They took an easy one, though. I think that was an easy one. All right, Lady Rock.
I'm going to say this one because I've heard a lot of my friends talk about their mother-in-laws doing this.
Okay.
Cleaning or moving things around. Mm. Like you're cleaning up, thinking, and it's kind of saying underhandedly, you're not taking good care of this home.
Right. Okay. I got
like
that.
Like cleaning or moving things around, making it seem like the feng shui is not right. And right. You need to make it
better. Or like, why would you have the silverware in this drawer? It needs to be over here in this drawer because it makes more sense for the washing machine or
whatever. Don't tell me how to live my life, Sharon.
That is the number one answer.
Number one!
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well
so
done.
Now,
as
wow,
it should be.
Oh, man. You guys are stealing answers off of this. It's going to be hard for someone to win now. Gavin, one more thing.
How about eating their food without asking? Like you just plow right into the fridge, grab the last slice of cake.
Okay. Unless you're like a best friend or like a, you know, like you have that understanding.
Yeah, I am dumbfounded that that did not make the list.
How is that possible?
I have no idea.
I would be insulted if someone did that in my home.
My mom stayed with us. She stays with us every year for a few weeks. And like, it was weird. Like the first couple of times, like, look, mom, anything in the house you can have. And she would go out and buy things that we already had because she didn't want to feel like she was taking our stuff. She's the best. But I'm like, no, go through the fridge. Like, come and like, raid the place.
She's like, son, I don't want candy for breakfast.
That's where you're wrong. My mom is just like me. I made fudge one time, and she had fudge for breakfast.
Oh, my God. You guys are the same person.
Yeah, we are the same person. She's amazing. All right, so the gang has struck out. They got snooping and move things around as rude things you could do in someone else's home. Those are off the list. If you want to win a prize right now, you can play with us. All you have to do is come up with one more thing that you think made this top 10 rudest things you can do in someone else's house list. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting WAY-FM. This is The Wally Show. Evan, thank you for being on with us with the strikeout game. Now, the gang has struck out, but not before getting two answers off of this top 10 list of the rudest things you could do in someone else's house. So all you have to do is give us one answer that made the list. What do you think made it?
I'm going to say parenting someone else's kids.
You know what? That's not rude. That's what you should do. When their kids are acting the fool and you know how to raise kids better, you should absolutely do that.
Okay. Wow. Evan, is this something that you've had to deal with yourself? Someone had to parent your kids?
I have not. I've actually got my first one on the way, so I'm hoping not to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I wish it made this list, but it did not. I could see how people would take that as rude, but sometimes, like, you'll be in a house and they just won't discipline their kids and they're running amok, and you want to say something, but it would be rude, absolutely.
Well, I don't know. They're the ones being rude.
That's
not
right.
Me.
You know what? That's right. That's your obligation. I'm sorry that didn't work out today, Evan, but thank you.
Awesome. Thank y'all so much.
All right, Tracy, you're up. What would you say would make this list of the rudest things you could do on this top 10 list of rude things in someone else's house?
Going number two.
Oh, I got to tell you, Tracy, it is not on this list, but it should be number one. Ironically.
Or number two. Tracy, I hope you're not speaking from experience.
No, uh-uh.
I mean, I have best friends that I've known for 10 years now, and I will not do this in their house unless there was one time it was an emergency, but I went to the basement. Well, Tracy, I wish that had made the list, but no such luck today, but it should have been.
It should have been.
All right, Dana, you're up. What do you think made this list of the rudest things you could do in someone else's house?
Overstaying your welcome. You're not picking up on the social cues, like, oh, it's getting late, I'm pretty tired, and they don't pick on it, and they pick up on it, and they just stay.
Absolutely. This can happen in small groups especially. Like, I never host small group because I have to go to bed so early for work, and like, hey, I just need to tell you one more thing from my heart. No, 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 please get out of my home. So I always go to other people's houses so I can just leave early. So you know what? Good news for you, Dana. It is the number two answer, which means you got it right and you're a winner today.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Now get off my phone. You've been here too long.
Goodbye.
Hang on a second, Dana. We'll get some info and send you a prize.
All right, will do. Thank you so much.
the more you know.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wallace Show. I laugh because I like to educate people. It's one of the things that I pride myself on.
I know you like it.
Yes.
And I like it for you.
Yes.
unfortunately, it doesn't happen often because there isn't anything you really can educate us on.
This is where you would be wrong. This is where you'd be very wrong, I think. Did you know that there is going to be a 17-foot statue in Alberta, Canada, of a giant hand holding a Cheeto? Did you know that?
It's random.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not making this up. I
17 feet.
17-foot hand holding a Cheeto, okay? And on that Cheeto and on that hand is what happens when you hold a Cheeto, Betty Rock?
You get the dust.
Exactly. You get Cheeto dust all over your hand.
Snack after the snack.
Yes, and this statue actually has the Cheeto dust on the hand as well to make it look very authentic. Now, we're going to get to the more you know part here, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know that that Cheeto dust actually has a name from the company?
It makes sense. It's like a thing they could trademark.
Yeah.
They call it Chust.
Chust.
That's a good guess. That's a great guess, but no, that is wrong.
Deese?
Nope. Gavin?
Cheddar? What's the cheetah's name?
Chester Cheetah.
Chester?
Yeah.
No.
Chester Cheetah?
You guys are kind of all around it here, which I'm very proud of you, but this is the more you know. And so next time you're out anywhere and someone's eating Cheetos and they get that dust all over their fingers and they start licking them, like, oh man, you're licking the Cheetle off your hands.
The Cheetle?
It is called Cheetle. Cheetle.
Good for them.
Cheetle. Betty Rock is wondering why she needs to know this right now.
Is my life supposed to change after this?
I'm telling you, you will use this at some point in time in your life. It'll be like that thing on the end of a shoelace. You're like, why do I know that that's an aglet? You know? But someone's going to ask you at one point in time, and you're going to be able to bust this out. And you will think back to this moment of disbelief, and you'll thank me.
You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to tell people that it's Chust.
No, it's not Chust. It's Cheetle. It's actually
Look, I have
Cheetle.
Chust on my finger.
You have Cheeto. Why do you ruin everything? The more you know. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you gotta watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
We're starting off with some sad news to hear that last season's American Idol runner-up, Willie Spence, he passed away Tuesday at the age of only 23.
Oh, man.
So he's super young. Police say his car hit the rear of a stalled tractor-trailer near Chattanooga, Tennessee. And what's even more crazy is just hours before the crash, Willie had posted a video of him singing in that very car that he crashed in. And it was a worship song by Sela.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance.
Yeah, it's kind of haunting, like, knowing that this was sung in the same car just a couple hours before.
I know.
Like,
so sad.
Like, oh, man.
And to be so, like, he had so much potential to be runner-up on American Idol, to be young, 23, and he could sing.
Yeah. And that he's singing these kind of songs, you know,
too.
It's
just really tragic.
Just when he doesn't have to, you know, that's great. And, I mean, that's just what goes to show you the power of, like, worship music and Christian music. There's something to it, man, that it makes a difference in people's lives, and it carries you through some hard times. And I'm sure the people in this poor kid's life are going to cling to these kind of songs, you know, to get them through this next difficult moment. And that's why we play the songs we play here at WayFM. That's what we do every day, because we know they make a difference. And we're here for people who, like this guy's family, are going to go through something hard today, and they're going to feel like they heard just the right song at the right moment. And that's God. God gives you what you need when you need it in that moment. And sometimes it's in the form of a song. And so thank you to everybody that's supported the ministry of WayFM faithfully through the years to keep that going. And right now we are going into support drive next week, which is a big deal here. And we want to end up at 100%. And we've had some people that stepped up in a big way and did a $55,000 dollar for dollar match to allow anyone that chooses to give between now and the start of support drive next week to have their gift doubled instantly. So whatever your gift is, you know, if you want to help out your WayFM and keep that music for people when they need it, keep that hope for people when they can't seem to find it, you can be part of that in a very big way right now.
When you text the word give to 91979.
Random acts of audio.
Today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Miss Lauren Daigle, kind of. Gavin, you found this story.
Yeah, I've been noticing on a lot of, like, singing contest shows, there are a lot of, like, female artists who do cover Lauren Daigle, and that was the case for a woman named Ava Swiss. She performed Lauren Daigle's song, Remember.
I remember.
There's a blessing and a curse to this. Like, Lauren Daigle's not easy to sing.
No.
You know, but then a lot of people don't know who Lauren Daigle is, like, on these singing shows. It's not like doing a Whitney Houston song.
No.
Because then you're instantly judged.
She's so huge in our world.
Right.
And Ava Swiss actually said she chose that song because she was part of a school shooting at one point.
No.
She said that the lyrics of that song really helped her cope and connect with God in the midst of that. So it makes sense that she would choose that powerful of a song. But it was really cool because Lauren Daigle was out on tour at one point, and in the city that Ava, you know, lives in, she actually invited Ava Swiss on stage with her to perform that song, and they performed it together, which was really cool.
That had to be a great moment for this girl. Like, holy cow.
Someone she's probably looked up to for, like, a really long time and has aspirations of finding her way through the industry, and to be able to be on stage with her, I'm sure, is astounding.
Well, if she was on Idol, she's got to be halfway decent.
Let's
hear it.
Oh, I remember, even when my own eyes could not see, you were there, always there with me.
Because I don't watch American Idol anymore. That sounds like she's a country singer. I'm curious.
It's in this, like, realm of, because I listened to a couple other things from her. It's like a little country, but she has more of that, like, ballad voice, which Lauren does have.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, it's hard to get to Lauren's level, but I think she does a good job, and she can only grow from there.
Oh, absolutely. And what a cool moment for her. And it's good that Lauren, like, was aware of that and made that happen for this girl. That's awesome. And that's going to do it for your random act of audio. Thank you, Gavin.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. Little God stuff for you. Stuff that's happening outside of the church, but still has God all in it. Like The Chosen. Have either of you watched very many episodes of that, Gavin or Betty, TV show?
I think just one for me.
Yeah,
I finished it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's impressive. I haven't finished it yet. I like it. I think it's really well done. It's the story of Jesus you know, and it's on YouTube, basically. And the way it started was it was crowdfunded. People, you know, Dallas Jenkins is the creator, and they were like, well, okay, if you want to have this kind of content, you want to support it, that'd be great, and we'll see what we do. And now they're on their third season of it. Yeah, so that's coming out.
But at some point, like, the seasons have to end. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but this one has an out point. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
I just wanted to bring that up, just in case.
Spoiler. Thank
you. Exactly. Sorry. You just ruined it for a lot of people. You kidding me? So they're into their third season, but they're going to do the first two episodes of this season as a theatrical release.
Oh, cool.
Like, normally, you know, it's all on YouTube and on their app. And so they're actually going to put them in theaters for the first two seasons. And they said, you know, we've gotten 400 million views so far on this, and we've never done things the normal way. I mean, the way it came about, it was crowdfunded, and that was kind of bizarre. It hit all these records, and it's never been distributed the way it's been seen. It's never been financed, other shows like this, and so nothing we do is traditional. So they did do a version last year of their Christmas special in theaters. It was really cool, worshipy. And it was something really cool about the music, like with Phil Wickham and Jordan Feliz and everybody in on the set. So you feel like you're in biblical times. And so that was really cool. So they figured, all right, let's try something new. So if you like The Chosen, it's going to be in theaters November 18th. The first two episodes of season three, you'll be able to see them there.
Do you think they'll make a season four? Like, how is season three going to end?
I don't know. I'm not sure where they're at in the storyline yet, but you're right.
So
I mean,
drama.
At some point in time, you know, unless you start really getting into slowing down things, you know, because there are a lot of seasons of shows right now that could be three episodes, but they make them 10, you know, and so I'd hate to see it get to that point. And beyond that, what do you do, you know, for the parts you don't know, maybe, like heaven.
Maybe like the 3 days he's in the tomb.
Yes.
It's like three episodes.
3 years. Yeah, it's three more seasons. But if you love The Chosen, it's something you want to keep on the lookout for. Again, November 18th, season three, two first episodes are going to be in theaters.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here's the Wally Show. A little good news. Giddy up. Couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make you feel better because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. Gavin, we're going to start with you. Good news. Giddy up. Go.
The Coast Guard rescued three guys off the coast in just the nick of time. Their boat sank on Saturday morning. They've been bobbing up and down in the water in these life jackets for a whole day, and it was just in the nick of time because they were actively being attacked by, this is my worst nightmare, they were being attacked by sharks.
Oh.
When the Coast Guard showed up.
Nope.
Two of them had suffered bites on their hands.
What?
Bites just on their hands.
Okay. I guess maybe just on your hands? That's still a shark bite.
As they're pushing it away, but they all survived. But I would never get back in the water after that, personally.
Yeah,
but good
that's
on them
crazy.
For getting out to him in time, though.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. That would be, like, nightmare fuel.
Yeah,
like, to be
sure.
Sitting there, like, there's nothing you can do. You just see that fin pop up. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Betty Rock, what you got?
Well, I have great news. So there's a three-year-old kid. His name is Francesco Bruno. And at 3 years old, he is finally going home for the very first time, which is hard to believe. He spent his whole life in the hospital due to a condition called skeletal dysplasia.
What?
So what it does is it affects his ribs to keep his lungs from developing. But finally, at 3 years of
age, that's amazing.
He is able to go home because he doesn't need constant medical care anymore. And his nurses and his doctors were there to see him off.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Like, yeah, 3 years, that's all you know. Like, that was your
hospital,
home.
Hospital, yeah.
Yeah, like that would be so weird going home to a place that was quiet. And wait, people aren't waiting on you hand and foot?
Right.
Like, wait a minute, I have to get up and do stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. No, but like that's got to be the happiest day for that family. And they can talk about Bruno, no, and enjoy that moment as a family together now. That's awesome. And that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.